right, guys, we're back again with On the Porch. This is episode number 10. I'm Chief. I'm here with my co-host.
What's up, it's Bill.
And I'm also here with two guests, a returning guest and Kenny.
Kenny's a special co-host. He's here every now and then. But we do have a special guest, though. Would you like to introduce yourself?
What up? This is Chef Yunt, culinary instructor at Walker Career Center.
How you doing, Chef?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks, boys, for having me on.
Thanks for coming down. You know, we wanted to go get you, and you was like, you know, I'd love to be on. And we love to hear that. A lot of people, this is like just a little quick shout out, you know, to a lot of people who actually listen to it. They be tagging me. They sending me a listening on a porch right now. It's very inspirational. You know, Teef?
Yeah.
So thank you. All right, let's get into it. Chef, what got you into wanting to become a chef, really? And yeah, what got you to that?
So since a very small age, my mother and my grandmother, and actually my grandmas on both sides, were very influential to me. They always had me cooking in the kitchen whenever I was little. So that would probably be where it stemmed from. And a lot of how I cook comes from them. But my very first job was from a family friend of mine. And I've actually known them since I was about 4. But if you've ever heard of Edwards Drive-In on Raymond and Sherman, well, that's where they used to be located. That was my first job when I was 16. And that really kind of shaped who I was and what I wanted to do.
Okay. That's nice.
Teef story.
It's a very good story. So what got you into becoming a teacher?
So when I was in high school, y'all's age, I was told I'm going to be the best teacher. That's what you're going to do. And in traditional high school, you know, modem, I'm like, no, I'm not. I wanted to go the complete opposite way. Even though I've always had kind of a passion for teaching, because teachers in high school were influential to me. So as I was going through my college years, I went to Disney World. Fun fact, I worked there for about a year.
Oh, okay.
In the kitchens there.
Which one?
Florida.
Yeah. I could have known.
So I worked at one of the water parks in their kitchen. And then I even went over to the sports stadium that they have there, Worldwide of Sports, and I would help work in the kitchen there.
That sounds fun to work at. You get in the Disney World, you just work there, and on your break, you just go out and have fun.
That's so true.
Right.
We would go to all the parks. We would know, you know, you'd find other, it's called college program kids. You go up to their stations, and like if they were working the McDonald's fry booth, you just kind of, you know, hey, it's called a CP. And they would hook you up with, you know, some extras. We learned how to get fast pass tickets without, you know,
doing all that.
So it was kind of fun. Yeah, but.
Some really good perks.
That's very good perks. It's like, that's kind of us for like our media passes.
Right.
We doing work and like when we just chill and enjoy the game for just day near for free.
Yeah.
But good story. And then you just came down. What made you come back down here? Because I would have stayed in Florida.
Right.
Yeah, I would have stayed in Florida.
So I came back home. I missed my family and my friends. So I went back to working at Edwards Drive-In. The Super Bowl was kind of coming to Indy. Then, and I was able to help build their food truck. And one of our suppliers was McFarlane Foods, and our rep for that was actually married to the director at the time here at the Career Center. And they had told me that there was an opening for an assistant in the culinary program. I had no clue that this was even a thing, that you could go to school in culinary for high school. And so I interviewed, and I was an assistant for several years, and then when the teacher left, they offered me the job, and I've been here now 12 years in the exact classroom.
12?
So. 12 years. That's a lot. Okay, so how is it, you know, because the way y'all work as like culinary, y'all out, it's kind of like an actual restaurant. Y'all out delivering actual food, but y'all also like, it's like school, like y'all like basically delivery.
Right.
How is that, and how do you like balance that?
Right. So kind of the setup of our class, how it goes is I teach juniors and seniors. So they've gone through all the freshman and sophomore classes. So when they come to me, it kind of gets a little bit more real and real world experience. And I think a lot of them don't know that. But we are a real restaurant that we are monitored by the Board of Health. So just like McDonald's or St. Elmo's, all of the requirements that they have, we have to do too. So the restaurant is open on Thursdays and Fridays for staff. Unfortunately, we're not able to serve students at the moment, but those 2 days are specifically real world experience. And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is when they get to do like the school part of it. So this week we're learning about food costing and how to price your menu, because you don't want to underprice something and then you don't make money.
Mm-hmm. But so, you don't want to overprice it and no one buys it. Yeah. Correct.
So the first 3 days, Monday through Wednesday, is content, and then they get to do a lab based off of what we're learning. So we've been doing pictures of food and selling food, because we eat with our eyes first most of the time. Mm-hmm. So that's what they've been focusing on. And then we flip mode Thursday, Friday to real service, real business. So it's pretty fun.
It sounds fun. To you?
Yeah. What's your favorite dishes to make?
I was going to ask that too.
Yeah, I was thinking about it for a while.
I knew you guys were going to ask that. That's probably the number one question a chef gets asked. It's probably our least favorite question to answer, because as a chef, you like everything. But honestly, I like the home foods that we grew up with. So one of my favorite meals growing up was Hamburger Helper. And for some reason, my mom would make it with Jiffy blueberry muffins and peas. So now as an adult, I've learned to make that, but not in a Hamburger Helper way, but more in like an actual like burger. Other ingredients. Yeah. So to me, that's fun. The comfort food side of it.
That sounds nice. All right. Y'all two, what's y'all favorite food to make?
I probably just have to go with grilled shrimp.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, that's a real answer.
That was a real answer.
What would you been saying? I was like, something easy like cereal. You don't cook cereal.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you're not cooking cereal.
I don't know. I'm
so
not
here's
sure.
Here's the question: milk first or cereal first?
Teeth weird. He gonna say milk first.
I was thinking about it. I naturally put cereal first.
Right.
Okay. Okay.
You're I was not told too crazy. That milk's smarter because it won't like sog it up.
I mean, yeah, but you get more cereal when you put it in first. That's what I've learned. I remember I did an accident. I remember this one time. I forgot what the time it was. I think I just woke up from like an after school nap. And y'all know them after school naps, you wake up, it was like fall too, so it's like nighttime. I'm thinking it's the morning. I'm like, let me make a bowl of cereal. I get done pouring the cereal. I look and then I eat it. I go back and I look in the cabinet like an hour or two later. I see the milk in like in the cabinet, and I just see the refrigerator. I mean, I see the cereal in the refrigerator, and I was just so lost. I think I got a picture of it, but it's nuts, man. But yeah, I've always wanted to try to learn how to cook for myself. Cause I mean, I can do a little something, but I'm not on y'all level or skill or nothing like that. Yeah. T, you can cook, can't you?
I can cook decently, but most of my stuff come from like, just like boxes and stuff.
All right.
Like,
what about you?
I cook myself.
Kenny, you look good. Like non-box cooker.
It depends. Like if I know I can cook it, I'll cook it, but like I'm not just gonna.
You're not going out your way.
Gordon Ramsay, you trying?
Yeah, I feel that. I'm still learning. I like having my mom. She teaches me a lot. I'm trying to have her teach me how to do my own hair. Cause last week I was just like, I need my hair done. This week too, but I think I'm just learning myself. Just teach myself. I feel like it's good to have them skills.
Absolutely, that's the one thing that I tell my kids. You know, growing up in my generation, we were always told college, college, college. Yeah. And I think now it's starting to kind of maybe lighten up, that people are starting to see how important trades are. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to me, as long as you're willing to be teachable, you can learn anything. Yeah. So my kids will tell me all the time, I don't know how to do that. That's why you're in here. I'm going to teach you how. And then just to see, you know, the light switch in their brain.
Like, and they start to get it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel that. That's how it was for me when this radio, I don't know about y'all, but when the radio started clicking for me, that's when I was like, yeah, this is something that's made for me. Cause at first I liked the class, but I wasn't really as interested in it as I was now.
Yeah.
That I am.
Same.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad I wasn't the only one. I was like, I felt so bad. Cause I remember the last day of freshman year, Mr. Castor pulled me out. He pulled me out. He was like, hey, cause he'd been bugging me like the whole second semester. Like, hey, You should join advance. I was like, I'm thinking about it. I don't know. I think he said it happened to you too, Teeth. But I was like, I'll think about it. Then I told him like last day, I was like, yeah, I'll join advance.
Yeah, for me, it was clear cut radio. I was going to do advance regardless. I didn't like cameras back then. I was scared to be on TV. I didn't want to be on the announcements every morning.
That's crazy ironic because you're our cameraman now whenever we do our videos.
That's one thing I've learned from y'all watching your social media. Is how much radio is not just radio.
Yeah. Yes.
And how much filming y'all really do.
Yeah, it's a lot, especially last year when we was doing Teach Madness. it was a lot of fun. It was really mainly us. It was me, Teef, and Corey. A lot of shooting, a lot of videos. It was a lot of fun too. We're getting really almost everybody involved. It's always fun to see everybody having fun with it. You know, that's one of our favorite things. I know Teef didn't have a lot of fun because we was doing a lot of moving. And as a track person, he wasn't with it.
Walking around miles in the school for two periods, and then after that, you got to sprint all day. It was not fun.
I know he hated it, but look at him now. He's our best cameraman.
Hey, moving up.
I swear, moving up, you got to look at it as a positive, Teef.
But man, back to that. When you got to choose TV or radio, I don't like cameras, bro. I used to be like, now I'm okay with it. I used to be so afraid to be on camera. Like, when they put me on announcements one day, like, I can't do it.
Okay, I feel that. I never got the chance to do TV. I know everybody was like, 1 year radio, then 1 year TV. Maybe because my freshman year was different. I had, it was a COVID year, so I was in there for like two semesters. So I got both of them. And then, it worked out in my benefit. I'm in this class because first semester I had Mr. White here. And then Mr. Cashman was like, he was urging me to do advanced. And I was like, yeah, I'll join. Kenny, you did TV, didn't you?
First semester of last year. Back to how T said that I was always going to do radio because, like, I got stage fright. So, like, when I'm on the camera, I get to stuttering and stuff. And I feel like radio is just the better choice for me.
I feel that. All right, so, Chef, how was the decision? I'm sure you have got opportunities to work at, like, restaurants, something like that. What was the decision? I know you kind of answered it earlier about becoming a teacher, but how was it making that decision between like an actual chef or teaching it?
Right. So that is probably one of the hardest decisions I had to make. So as an adult, I had to kind of look at the past, right? Teacher or go be chef. I had opportunities to go work at Lucas Oil and work in their kitchens. Actually, when I was at Disney, I got a job offer on the spot. Because of where I was. But to me, it really came down to my future. I worked in a restaurant since I was 16, and restaurant work is hard. It is nights, it is weekends, it is holidays.
24/7.
Right, 24/7. And as I got older, I realized I wanted to have a family and wanted to be able to enjoy my time, like my nieces and nephews. And I couldn't do those kind of things because I was always working. So it was more that family life balance, work life balance, and trying to figure out. And whenever I found out teaching culinary, it was like the best of both worlds. Yeah. So it was kind of a no-brainer.
No, that's nice. I'm sure you was torn between it. But yeah, at the end of the day, you got to go with the family. But thank you, Chef, for coming on here. We really enjoyed this episode. I hope you enjoyed yourself too.
I did, absolutely. Thank you for asking me.
We got to have you back on here one day.
Anytime.
Yeah.
Definitely, definitely. All right, Teef, go ahead and outro us, man.
And yeah, this is On the Porch episode 10 with Chef, Kenny, and my co-host, Ville.
We out.
We out.
See ya.